Jesus is not dead. He is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. He offers the gift of eternal life and the hope of new beginnings. He offers this to each one of us. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for Easter. Jesus' resurrection is God's sign that that love is stronger than all the evil and bad things that happened to Jesus. God's love is stronger than everything. Today we celebrate the joy and victory of Jesus' resurrection, knowing that through his triumph, we too are given the promise of new life. I'll be reading from Luke 24. Luke 24, verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the tomb, the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood behind them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. The tomb of Jesus stayed sealed and guarded until it was discovered by the women. Come. Come is a welcoming word. It is an invitation. The women were called to come properly, complete the preparation of Jesus for his burial. They certainly did not expect to find that tomb empty. The invitation to come to Jesus is for each and every one of us. He loves, he sees, he knows, cares, and forgives. We are all invited to come to Jesus. He himself shares, "Come, follow me. Come to me, all who are weary. Let the children come to me." See. Seeing is believing. The angel invited the women to come and see. They did not expect to find the tomb empty. The women saw that Jesus had risen from the dead. He is not dead. He is alive, just as he had said. Go. An angel spoke these beautiful words. He is not here. He is not here. Go tell others. Go quickly and tell others. The angel of the Lord would soon say, go to the disciples. Go to Galilee to meet the resurrected Jesus. Go make disciples of all nations. Come, see, go. The resurrection of Christ has changed this world. Amen. He is fully alive. The women, filled with fear and joy, ran to tell the others that Jesus had risen from the dead. The women thought of themselves as ordinary people. Don't we do that? I'm just an ordinary person. Mm-mm. But to Jesus, those women were so much more, as are all of we. Don't put yourself down. You are his child, and Jesus never thinks of you as ordinary. Everyone in this world needs to hear the good news of Jesus. He lives. We are forgiven and can have hope for the future because he lives. Not only is this the amazing news, it's the good news for everyone. Proclaim the good news and tell others. Tell others, share the grace of Jesus, and share the love of Jesus. At the cross, he gave everything for us. The men at first thought that those women were hysterical, perhaps even feverish. They just couldn't be speaking the truth. Peter, along with John, rose up and ran to the tomb to see it for themselves. They saw an open grave, clothes in perfect order, and they knew something powerful had happened in that tomb. Man's hatred battled God's love, and God's love won. Man's selfishness battled God's love, and God's love won. Man's cruelness had battled God's love, and God's love won. His disciples would be blessed by a visit from Jesus, and that evening, Easter evening, Jesus' friends were all in one room, and the door was locked. They were sad, and they were filled with fear, not knowing quite what to do. All of a sudden, right there in the room, there was Jesus. And what did he say? He spoke, saying, "Peace be with you." Luke 24, verse 37. Verse 37. They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise from your minds? Look at my hands and feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." And then he said this. When he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish. And he took it and he ate in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written down about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." And then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God. On Easter Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead, conquering sin and death, offering us the gift of eternal life and the hope of new beginnings. Hallelujah, amen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Those in Christ are a new creation. Their old lives are gone. The new life has arrived. God instructs believers not to dwell on past failures or former things, but to look forward to the new things that he is doing. That's from Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. God's compassion never, ever fails, providing daily renewal. No matter how down we feel, know that you will be renewed in Christ. God promises a future filled with hope, intentionally designing a new path. That's from Jeremiah 29:11. He's intentionally designing a new path. God promises a new heart and a new spirit, transforming the inner self. It's from Ezekiel 11:19. God promises to restore and create a new, stating, "Behold, I am making all things new." It's from Revelation 21:5. Jesus makes all things new. Bless you. You are a new creation. You are a gift from God. You are a gift to each of us. When we can celebrate the joy and victory of Jesus' resurrection, knowing that through his triumph, we too are given the promise of a new life. Easter reminds us that no matter the struggles or the darknesses we may face, God's power to bring life and hope is much greater. Jesus' resurrection is the ultimate reminder, that love, grace, and victory over death have the final word. Let us pray. Blessed are you, holy God, creator, redeemer and life giver. You have spoken to the world. Your world is being filled with wonder and beauty. For every blessing we have received, we give you thanks and praise. Blessed are you, holy God, for Jesus Christ, our Savior, truly divine and truly human, living and dying for us and going before us into heaven. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May we sing your praises always. May we speak your truth always. We go in peace to love and serve the Lord this Easter Sunday. Amen.